Well, that's going to be cool. Okay. Hang on just a second. Okay, Fish and Frank, and we're on the phone with Captain Matt Hagg. Matt, what's going on in the water?
I'm taking a break from tarpon fishing today, and I got some clients here, and we're bow fishing. We're shooting some rays to go catch some glass.
So, you're out with bows and arrows hunting fish.
Exactly. Changing it up a little bit.
So, what does this entail?
We're sitting on the bar. Look at your arrow. Look at your rest. Look how your arrow is pointed to your hand. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's what
we're going along. Yep, we're going along shallow water bars right now, and looking for stingrays and putting an arrow in them.
There you go. Take them out using for bait on the Goliath and everything else.
Yeah, we're using compound bows, shooting rays anywhere from a dinner plate size to 3 feet across, and then using full rays for Goliath bait.
So, how's it been going? I mean, first time I've ever talked to anybody while they were out bow fishing, so.
We try to stay quiet about it. Going good. We've got one so far. They're a little skittish today. We're not seeing a ton, but we're working at it.
All right. So, how's the other fishing been?
Tarpon fishing's been good. I fly fished yesterday. We had 2 weeks on fly yesterday. We probably had a legitimate 50-60 shots on fly, and right next to me at Captain Rhett Morris, he jumped 5 fish right next to me, and then Bo Johnson was on the other side of me, and he jumped a few fish. We just happened to be fly fishing, but the bite was slow for a few days, and the tides are, we're coming back on the moon tides now, so the bite should pick up real good for the next 4 to 5 days.
So we got 4 to 5 days of looking forward to a good tarpon bite. Any areas you can think of sending them to?
Anywhere from Naps off of Sanibel to Inglewood, anywhere along the beaches and on the outside or inside of the direct Gulf.
Gotcha. So along the intercoastal or out on the beaches?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Any baits you see working better than others? Any lures? Any flies?
We're coming off. We came off a crab bite. We went into a threadfin bite and dead bait bite the last 4 days because of the tide. Now we'll come back into threadfins, and then we'll probably hit like 3 o'clock. Coming at you. See it? Beat him a little bit. Go for it. I would say take the shot. Okay, hold on. Let me get up there to him.
Go ahead.
We'll get back. Yeah, we'll get back on a crab bite the closer we get to the off moon.
You go ahead and help your customer. It's interesting to listen to if you want to do some coaching or whatever.
Oh, but you know what? I'll spin back on it. There's another one coming at us right here. He's going. He's moving in turbo. On your next shot, when you first were aiming and you hesitate and let him swim away from you? Shots are free, brother. Take it.
Sounds like good advice. The arrow's on a leash, so, take your
shot. That's it. Oh, you got it. Hey, look at that. Straighten that arrow. See how the arrow, I pulled down on those finger pieces where the arrow and the bow make a square. There you go. Perfect. Now hold it out like this sideways, and you want that arrow, turn the whole boat, there you go. So you want that arrow to come straight. It looks good right now. That'll cause your aiming to be way off if it's just a little off. But no, it's very addicting, Frank. You get guys that have hunted all over the world that grab a bow to try to shoot in the water, and it changes everything.
Oh, yeah, the light refraction. Yeah. Fish appears to be here, but it's over there.
I will tell you, I had this young lady on my boat today, and she grabbed what my Athens bow. She's great shots, and she turns around and shit falls off of it. She looks up at me and goes, oops. We're down one boat.
Oh, well. That's why you have two, right?
That's it. Now, having a good time.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a good time. I don't want to interrupt too much. I appreciate the fishing report. And
yes, sir.
Captain Matt Hagg on the line. Click the logo right next to this interview and go to Matt's website. You guys have a good time out there. We're on the water with Matt. And combine a little hunting and fishing together. So... All right. Well, thanks, Matt. You guys have fun.
All right, Frank. You have a great day.
Fish and Frank say bye-bye.